is that there is actually zero risk of you being infected by COVID-19 by operating the radio. So I wish you all a safe week. Be cautious, be careful, but don't panic, don't be frightened, but don't be in denial either. And as always, I want to thank everyone who participated tonight and made this a painless experience. I want to remind people that if you would like to contact me or call, if you have any technical questions that you can't get on the repeater for, or you have any topics or puzzles or science talk, or if you have anything that Paul would find interesting, a website or an article or such, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com, and usually I have links to articles, but since we were just talking about COVID-19 and there are 10 trillion articles on the internet, you can find them without my help. But if you want to look at any of the older links, they're available still at roy.ac2gs.com. So, I want to thank everyone. I want to wish Dick well. I hope he's listening now. And as I said before, we're just keeping the chair warm for you, Dick. This is AC2GS 73. And again, everyone, be safe. And we'll talk again next week. So I'm clear.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
T2WT listening to W2VL.
WA2CDO.
I station, this is AC2WT. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, I thought you were calling me. I made a mistake. That's okay. I got to finish up what I'm doing anyway.
No problem. I was just putting the call out, seeing if anybody was listening. Say hi. Okay. Take it easy, and have a good morning.
Okay, you too. Thanks. WA2CDO.
Station, this is AC2WT. If you can copy me, I hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. AC2WT. WB2ZSC. We've done that the only one awake.
No, you're not. People got to go to work. Some of us, anyway. How you doing? How you feeling? What's going on? Hope you had a nice weekend. We had some really nice weather. Today's cold, but it's nice as well, and I hope you're up and you've had a coffee and you're feeling good.
Yep, had my coffee and roll. I'm on the way into the office.
Very nice. I'm still at the house, or one of the houses. I bought a new house recently, and electrician's coming today, so I had to come from where I'm living now to the other house, and I gotta open it up for them so they can get in there and work during the day, and then I'll go to work.
Yeah, there you go. Well, nothing you can do. You just have to make time and shuffle things around.
Most definitely. How's work? You said you're going to work. Everything, is business still there? I know some people are affected more than others with the Wuhan situation going around.
Yeah, it's pretty much status quo with my place. Anyway, where are you moving from and to?
I live in a town called Oradell, which is near Paramus, New Jersey, and I'm moving to Lodi, New Jersey. So I'm in Lodi now, and awaiting the electrician to show up. Lodi is near, it's essentially south of where I am now. It's near Teterboro. It's next to that town, and Teterboro is along with the airport. So that's probably the most well known. Other than Lodi, Teterboro is probably better known than this town. But if you go a little further south, then there's Secaucus, and you essentially. Everything ends in the Meadowlands, so you wind up in the middle of the swamp, and then all that's left is the New Jersey Turnpike. But it's a good town. I like it. That's why one of the reasons we chose the house here. The house is cute. It's not too big, but it's something we can afford.
Yeah, my aunt and cousin have a store over in Oradell, and am sort of familiar about where Lodi is. I've gone by the signs for the exit, I think, off of 80 or over by 4. I forget where. It's been a long time.
I have a store in Ordnall. No kidding. That's really funny. What do they do? I mean, Ordnall doesn't have too many businesses, so if you tell me what it is, I'll probably know it. I don't know. Are they doing like a coffee shop or I don't know. In Ordnall, it's such a small town. All there are like dentists, coffee shops, and a few pizza places and a convenience store.
I think it was a thrift shop, if I'm not mistaken. You know, something like that. I think it was Ordnall, right off of Kinder-Comac Road. Oh, right on Kinder-Comac Road.
Yeah, there is one. I think I know. I mean, there's only one of those in town. Yeah, no. It's on Kinder-Comac. I know. I know exactly where it is. Oh, the electricians just showed up, so let him in.
Okay. Have a nice day. I'll be here for a little while, depending on traffic. WBGZ, I think.
W2VL repeater.
AN6GXX. Listening frequency.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2EAV Mobile listening.
Good morning, Ed. WA2CDL just turned the radio on.
Yes, good morning, Andy. I am going into work, and there's a very real probability I will be alone there.
I think a lot of people are alone. Yeah, this whole thing is surreal. You know, I wake up and I have to pinch myself. Is this a dream we're going through? That I'm going through? Or is it really going on? And I was watching the news this morning. So this is a new reality, at least for the time being. I guess the only the good news to this whole thing is that at least they're working on some medication that would stop the virus or slow it down, or well, they're working on it. They say by the end of this week they're going to have some breakthroughs because they figured out some things, so that's good. But in the meantime, all these disruptions, even for me, I can't go into work. They sent me an email, don't go in, stay home.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of good company. You're in a lot of good company. And the way I see this is that the world has refused to learn from recent past experience. And it's the old adage, those who refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. But I think we are better than this, but we got lazy and sloppy, and I'm talking worldwide. The Chinese did not do very well. The Italians did not do very well. We're not doing very well. Apparently, in Singapore and South Korea, they did do very well.
Well, yeah, become complacent. Maybe that's the word. You know, you would never think, or at least maybe that's the thinking in general, you know, worldwide. You know, this can't happen in this modern day and age that we live in with technology, you know, like the plague that occurred. But it's far from the truth. I mean, you know, things happen. How they happen, how they start, that's another question. I have no idea where this first began. I guess in China is what we're hearing, but what actually caused it. But I guess, you know, it's a wake-up call, like you say, where we have to, you know, think, what if this could happen? What could we do? If this did happen, what would we do? But we don't think about it, I think. And I'm speaking, like, in general, from the way I look at things. You know, like, again, this can't happen now. I mean, you know, we live in the modern age of technology. We live in it. It's too much. There's too much technology. It can never happen. But, like, you're probably shaking your head right now. I got news for you. That's not the truth.
Well, here's the way I take it. You're absolutely right with one but. With this technology, it can't happen. But you're complacent and don't use the technology that was developed through tremendous pain if you just don't bother to use it because you're complacent. Then it will happen again.
What do they say? History repeats itself? Yeah. Well, it could happen again. It did happen again. Now, why it happened, that's another story. How it happened, that's another story. But right now, the things are, we have to make sure that calm this thing down before it gets even worse. So that's what this whole, you know, all this stuff is about, of course. Because it did happen. And the thing is, nobody really knows how much worse it's going to get before it gets better. Talking 6 months, more, at least September or so. So, and it's affecting everything, of course. So, but I can safely be assured the world's not coming to an end, that's for sure. The population is not going to be wiped out, that's for sure. The good news is that we have the modern technology to scramble and come up with these vaccines and medications and so on. It's just that we weren't really prepared for that. But then how do you get prepared? That's how I look at it. How do you get prepared for something that is an unknown, you know, like this virus? If you don't know what this virus is about, which they're now just learning about, trying to figure it out, I guess that's the sticking point. You know, you can come up with all these medications and drugs, but which drug will be the one effective? And how do you know if it doesn't exist? Once it exists, then you got to scramble. Do I sort of make sense?
T2O GB Mobile. History has always repeated itself, Andy, and it's going to keep repeating over and over again.
Good morning, Craig. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. But we have tried to prevent it. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. The way I think is what happens if you get a couple of suspensions, but it comes back with a vengeance. Andy, there have been some recent things. There's Ebola was the biggie, and the H1N1 and stuff like that. And what I think happened was the Centers for Disease Control was proactively searching the world for things that were just starting, and they jumped on it immediately. Whatever happened, that didn't happen this time, and it got away from us. So I think your answer is you have to be completely proactive or else. Back to Andy, WV2EAV.
Yeah, I agree. WHCDO. And hold it quick, too. Yeah, I did say before, history repeats itself. Yes, I said that. So, yeah. Well, like you say, you got to be proactive. You got to jump on things right away rather than just waiting and waiting for something to happen. So, I don't know. We all don't know how far this is going to go, but I guess as long as we stay isolated, protect ourselves as best as we can, But it's affecting everything, of course, the economy, because of jobs and everything, and the money and everything. It just goes on and on and on. So I think the biggest fear, the biggest panic is goods and supplies. You know, hence, looking at what's going on in the supermarkets and the stuff that we buy. Essentials, everyday living essentials, like toilet paper. That's a big run on that. I don't even know where that started. So, I think, people are just stocking up, thinking that they're not going to be able to leave their houses for months. So we're going to be living like shut-ins. So, until this passes. So there's a big run, and that's the way it is now. Eventually, it will calm down. I can guarantee that. So, but the disruptions that it's creating, from the sports world to everything and everyday life, is tremendous, of course. The biggest thing that I've been through in my life, of course, in most of our lives. So, like you say, the bubonic plague and all the others. We'll just have to just play it out and see where it goes. And hopefully, with these medications that they're developing, it's going to work. And then people will start calming down and it'll be less of this panic that's going on. That's my opinion on that. Craig, over to you.
820 GB Mobile in the group. The idea is to be productive and just do stuff that can keep you busy until then. Don't just wait until something happens, because all you're just really doing is wasting time. See, there's no official way as of this moment to prevent this. There may be ways, perhaps, to recover, even when I see it in person. There's this one person that recently claimed that they recovered from it from using over-the-counter medication. Guess what? I believe it when I see it in person. And plus, they think that they created a vaccine, but I'm told I don't really think that that's actually true. It could take months, up to perhaps 2 years, before they create a vaccine. But the only thing they could really do now is just to wait and see what happens. The less that we perseverate on it, then the better. But we can't just go running around in circles and just be all crazy about it. We have to be patient about it, Ed.
Oh, man, Craig. I can't help it if you want to be the voice of reason. I mean, everybody wants to run around in circles yelling and screaming. It accomplishes nothing, but it's a lot of fun to run around in circles and yell and scream. Actually, Craig, there are people who have definitely recovered from it. It's a virus. Some people get it bad, some people get it mild, and the people who get it mild, it just runs its course like any other virus. So, and also, so far it does not compare to the Black Death. It does not compare to the pox. So let's see what happens. Meanwhile, I am more worried about other things. I mean, nothing to do with it. You know, after World War II, millions and millions of American men came home tired of hatred and killing and said, surely we can do better. And then for 75 years, we have had arguably, but I believe so, the best time in human history. I believe the last 75 years have been the best 75 years in human history. Now that they're all gone, I see us sliding back to where we were in 1900, and that didn't work out so well the last time. And this is just a little side effect corollary of that, Andy.
Okay, it's a little spur. I call it a spur, we're just that we're not used to this. So, of course, a lot of panic and things of that nature. Yeah, but just to clarify, most of the people, the majority of the people do recover from this. It's really the elderly and the ones that have, pre-existing conditions, respiratory problems, and so on. But most of us healthy, active people have our immune systems that are strong enough to fight it. We do have that. And they actually categorize the age group. And they actually said 60. People 60 and over have a higher risk, than when you're under 60. Now, I'm over 60, so I'm a senior citizen, you know, but luckily I don't have any respiratory issues. But you gotta, I take precautions anyway, just stay away and, from people and sanitize yourself and wear a mask. Wear those Chinese masks with a number to it, 95 or so. So, yeah, we'll just take each day as it comes until the peak passes, you know, and then it will calm down. And then they will come out with drugs that would curb it and get under control. So that's definitely happening. It's going to take some time. So they're just trying right now. They're just scrambling just to stop the spread as much as they can. So they're shutting things down, which is a good idea because, you know, the more people get exposed to this, the more it's going to multiply. We don't want that to happen. So we're doing a good job, or the best we can. But that's all we can do right now, you know, until this passes, and it will pass. It's going to take a couple of months. So we're going to be inconvenienced for a while. And who knows how long it's going to take once things calm down to recover. That's another issue. We'll have to see. Hopefully I make sense of what I'm saying. I'm just looking at the big picture. But as I said, most of the people do recover from this. Not like tens of thousands. It's like a sweeping plague where people are just dying and dying and dying. It's not happening. And that won't happen. Greg, over to you. Back to you, WHCM.
Yep, very good. I'm in Islip, soon to be hopping off where I gotta be. Gotta bring the Jeep in for some work, so to be on fire still in a couple minutes. So I'm gonna hop off in a bit. But yeah, eventually they'll come up with something to keep it under control. But keep in mind, they have to test it in laboratory animals and then the human trials, plus the FDA has to approve it. It has to go through all of these processes and all of these tests to ensure that it will actually work, because the last thing they need is to test something that doesn't work, and then we're right back at square one. So that's why it's taking so long to come up with something to keep this under control. Anyway, you guys carry on, because the next light that I hit is where I'll be, and I am hopping off. So WB2EAV, you can take it away, and I am hopping off. Catch you guys later. KD2OGB Mobile in the group is clear.
Hi, Craig. Good luck with that, WB2EAV. Actually, Andy, I think the people who are most at risk are people with compromised lungs. The disease seems to affect the lungs. And if you have, you know, the proverbial one foot in the grave and one foot on a banana peel with problems with your lungs, you get this, you're toast. Other than that, I don't think it's really that bad.
No, it's only 3 quick. Talk to you later. Yeah, no, that's true. They said that. Apparently there's this Dr. Ho that I'm hearing about that's been doing some research on it. He discovered how it affects the lungs and the lining of the lungs and what it's doing to the lining and so on. So they're working on, you know, they're working on medications for that, but yeah, I guess if you have asthma or emphysema or some lung disease, that's going to make it a lot worse. Luckily for me, I never smoked, and that's a plus. So, we'll just have to play it out. Young people are not getting it. I don't think kids are getting it at all. I don't think there's any kids that are actually coming down with it. The thing that's really puzzling these, what I'm hearing, of people that are not even exposed to other people, and they're coming down with it. So how are they getting it? Is it airborne without actually getting close to someone? You know what I was thinking? You know, the guys that are up at the International Space Station, they're the safest guys around because they're not on this planet. You know, they're way above us. So maybe that's what's going to happen. They're going to, the International Space Station is going to land and start picking up